This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister breaks ground for Chinese garden. Diaspora groups to partner with government for national development and student teachers to receive special education training. The news in detail after this message. Stay with us.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in St. Anne and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the St. Anne's Bay Tax Office on February 24 and 25 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and Ambassador of the People's Republic of China Dong Zhaijun have broken ground for an 11-acre Chinese garden at the Hope Royal Botanical Gardens in St. Andrew. The project, which coincides with the 40th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Jamaica and China, is being developed at a cost of $240 million. Prime Minister Simpson Miller says the construction of the garden underscores the government's commitment to sustainable development and its appreciation for the value of green spaces in cities and urban areas.
This Chinese garden also fits into the larger context and plan of restoring Hope Gardens to its former glory. History tells us that by their very nature, Chinese gardens are designed to express the harmony that should exist between man and nature. As a government, we remain committed to achieving that harmonious balance between the demands and impact of human development and the care and preservation of our environment.
Preliminary works have already been done for the garden, which will be constructed over 14 months under the management of experts from China, along with input from a team of local artisans. The United States-based National Association of Jamaican and Supportive Organizations, NAJASO, is looking to partner with the government towards Jamaica's development. NAJASO Chairman Dr. Richard Constable says the organization intends to put forward a proposal and seek a meeting with the government and members of the private sector later this year to discuss the plan. Dr. Constable says the organization is committed to encouraging Jamaicans residing in the U.S. as well as American corporate interests to renew their focus on Jamaica. NAJASO, a non-profit organization founded in 1997, is the umbrella organization of 100 Jamaican and supportive bodies throughout the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. Teacher training institutions will begin requiring students to sit courses in special education come September. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the move is geared towards better equipping teachers to identify and manage students with learning challenges.
And we have instructed the heads of the teachers' colleges that as of September, as best they can with the existing capacities, that we need to include in our teachers' colleges, not as an option, but as a mandatory course, an exercise into special education.
Mr. Thwaites says the ministry's goal is to ensure that at least 30% of all schools have access to teachers with special education training by the end of 2015. And students attending the Stimulation Plus STIM Plus Early Childhood Development Center in Rockfort, East Kingston, now have access to a new, fully equipped facility with specialized equipment to enhance learning. The facility was constructed by the Digicel Foundation at $30 million. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer commended Digicel for its gesture, noting that it demonstrates the foundation's commitment to improving the quality of services provided to children and persons with disabilities.
I'm absolutely certain that the partnership that we have forged with the foundation in this specific regard will go a long way in assisting the government of Jamaica in the achievement of its mandate for the protection of the rights and freedoms of persons with disabilities.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the recent handing over ceremony. STEM Plus is a component of the early stimulation program, which has been catering to the needs of children with disabilities and their families for over 30 years. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.